Hello, and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Mike Simpson of Custom Training, and in this show, we're going to discuss controllers in COCO. I've been in the industry for over 25 years. I've worked with Mac Systems for over 20 years, and I've delivered training classes for companies around the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. First, what is a controller object in COCO? A controller object acts as the intermediary between the application's view objects and its model objects. The controllers are often in charge of making sure that the views have access to the model objects that they need to display. The controllers also act as the conduit through which views learn about changes to the model. Controller objects can also perform setup and coordinating tasks for an application, as well as managing the life cycles of other objects. In a typical COCO model view controller design, when users enter a value or indicate a choice through a view object, that value or choice is communicated to a controller object. The controller object might interpret the user input in some application-specific way, and then either may tell a model object what to do with that input, for example, add a new value or delete the current record, or it may have the model object reflect a changed value in one of its properties. Now, based upon this same user input, some of the controller objects might also tell a view object to change some aspect of its appearance or behavior. For example, might tell a button to disable itself. Conversely, when a model object changes, for example, say when a new data source is accessed, that model object will usually communicate that change to a controller object, and the controller object will then request that one or more view objects may update themselves accordingly. Now, these controller objects may be either reusable or non-reusable, depending upon their general type. Now, one of the things that might happen is that when the model objects change, for example, if the user opens a document that's stored in the file system, the controller communicates that new model data to the view object so that they can display it. So in that fashion, as we mentioned earlier, the controllers act as the conduit through which view objects learn about changes in the model objects and vice versa. The controller object interprets user actions and intentions that are made in the view objects, such as when the user taps or clicks a button, or if the user enters text in the text field, and then it communicates that new or changed data over to the model objects. Controller objects can also set up and coordinate tasks for an application. Controller objects can then manage the life cycles of other objects. COCO frameworks offer three main controller types: coordinating controllers, view controllers, which are only available on iOS, and mediating controllers, which are only available on Mac OS X. First, let's talk about coordinating controllers, because you'll deal with those whether or not you're taking this course to do Mac OS X programming or iOS programming. Coordinating controllers oversee and manage the functioning of an entire application, or a part of one. Coordinating controllers are often the places where application-specific logic gets injected into the application. A coordinating controller may fulfill any of several different functions. It may respond to delegation messages. It may observe notifications. It may respond to action messages, which are sent by controls like buttons when users tap on them or click them. It may establish communications between objects. It may perform other setup tasks, such as when the application launches. And it may manage the life cycle of owned objects. A coordinating controller is often an instance of a custom subclass of NS object. In Mac OS X, if a COCO application takes advantage of the document-based architecture, then the coordinating controller is often an NS window controller or an NS document controller object. In iOS applications, view controllers often take over or subsume the role of a coordinating controller. Speaking of view controllers, let's talk for a moment about those objects. View controllers, which we deal with particularly in iOS, manage a full screen view. The view controller keeps a reference to that full screen view, and the view controller may create or load that full screen view from an NIB file. The view controller will manage the presentation of this view and the next view in the foremost user interface design pattern for the iOS. And in that design pattern, the next view is going to slide in from the right. And you've seen that in countless iOS applications. The navigation bar, the tab bar, and all of their associated presentation behavior are managed and implemented by view controller objects. These view controllers can also display modal views, they can respond to low memory warnings, and they can rotate views when the orientation changes. Now, a view controller would be an instance of a subclass of UI view controller, user interface view controller. The UI kit provides several special purpose subclasses of UI view controller, such as UI table view controller. Now it's up to you to extend the framework view controller classes in order to have the controller mediate the data between the models and the views. These view controllers in iOS typically act as the delegate or data source objects for many types of framework objects. The third type of controller is a mediating controller. And we have mediating controllers just in Mac OS X. We don't have mediating controllers per se in iOS. A mediating controller is used to facilitate the flow of data between view objects and model objects. So when a user changes the value that's displayed in a view object, the mediating controller will automatically communicate the new value over to a model object for storage. When a property of a model changes its value, then the mediating controller ensures that the appropriate view object displays that changed value. Mediating controllers are highly reusable as opposed to the other types of controller objects. For these and other reasons, mediating controllers are a central component of Cocoa Bindings technology. You essentially drag a mediating controller from your object library and then configure those objects to establish bindings between controllers and view objects and associated model objects. A mediating controller typically would be an instance of a concrete subclass of the abstract NS controller class. In other words, you take NS controller, instantiate it as a subclass, filling in appropriate methods, and then customize it as necessary. Now, controllers do relatively little good unless they have some content to manipulate. There are a number of options available in order to set that content. You can set that content programmatically, you can set that content through bindings, or you can set that content automatically in response to actions that you configure in your interface. The NS object controller and its subclasses are initialized with the method init with content, passing a content object, or passing nil if you intend to use the content bindings. You could explicitly set the content of an existing controller using the setContent method, but it's far more common to provide the content for controllers by establishing a binding to one of their exposed controller content bindings. NS object controller exposes a single binding for content, and that single binding is known as the content object. And you can establish a binding from content object to any object that is both key value coding observant and key value observing compliant for the keys that you intend to have the controller operate on. The collection controllers in turn expose their own bindings, content array, content set, and content array for multiple selection. The content array binding you link to an NS array, or you link to an object that implements the appropriate array accessed accessor message. Similarly, content set gets bound to an NS set object, or it's bound to an object that implements the appropriate set indexed accessor methods. Finally, the content array for multiple selection bindings is a special binding that's established only after you set up content array or content set. Then we use content array for multiple selection as a fallback for the content of the controller when content array or content set returns the multiple values marker. We basically use that if we're going to implement a master detail style interface. I hope that you've enjoyed today's presentation on COCO controllers. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. And if you're interested in hearing my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by utilizing the question and comment box. Thank you again for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Training Radio. That's a wrap. It's found exclusively on gogotraining.com.